It is time for our elementary update, and we kind of morphed this into an elementary update because Lincoln used to be an elementary. It still serves a lot of elementary students, but Krista Searles, the principal at the Lincoln Learning Center in Coldwater, you're more than obviously just elementary there.
We are. We're going to have to change that name for next year, aren't we?
There we go. Have a special update just for you guys or something.
Yes.
So, working with the older population at the school, yes. The English as a second language students, which has been a big piece of this year, and I think, is that one of the things you're most proud of the development of not only the program but the kids in the program?
We are. That has been a huge asset to our district and for the students. Any students that come to Lincoln are students who are we consider and the state considers non-proficient. They're more of what we say are our newcomers. We just had 4 new students just this week. Registered that speak absolutely no English. So they spend several years with us learning English, becoming acclimated to our culture, our school systems, but they spend half day at Lincoln and half day in their home school. So they get more acclimated to their peers in their home schools.
Yeah. In previous years, other districts, kids would just be dropped into a high school setting and would struggle.
Right,
If they even stayed.
It was very difficult. And we're showing huge growth with our data that we have going on right now at Lincoln. Our growth for these students is above and beyond our expectations. We did just finish our state-mandated English language testing, and those results will be coming back in June. We have to wait a little while, of course, but we're excited to see those results too and see what we've done with these students.
All right. So also, it seems like there's something in transition at Lincoln. Transitioning a little bit now with what's happening with the Franklin Alternative High School out at Girard, right?
Right. We're looking at some changes this summer in our building. In the back building right now, we have our Kids Club child care program. That will be moving up to the front building. We're going to be doing a little bit of construction this summer and making some changes. But that back building is very separate from the front building at Lincoln, and some people aren't even aware of it. If they just drive past the front of the building, you can't even see the back building. That building, we're creating a new program back there, a lot like what we've created for the English language learners. It's going to be a service center for, and we're figuring out a name right now, but I don't know, Dixie Kademan really likes those acronyms. So we're looking at Castle Academy, which is Coldwater Adult and Student Learning Center, Learning Academy. And it's going to service a lot of different kids. It's going to service students who need a different culture, a different atmosphere to a high school. It's going to service our adult learners, so our adult education classes will be held in that building. Now, those classes will be separate from high school students that attend there, but we're going to have it all together. There may be some high school students who attend the high school half days and then come to the academy for extra assistance in one of the core subject areas, math, science, social studies, and language arts. But there are also some students at the high school that maybe need a credit recovery class, can't fit it in during their day, and so maybe they come over. It's going to be open later in the evening. They may come over for a seventh hour or an eighth hour. So we're looking at a lot of things. There's a lot of things going on with curriculum and what this looks like, and nothing's set in stone, but we're having a lot of conversations and a lot of planning going on.
Is the whole impetus then to make sure that kids have success in the classroom?
Exactly. And some kids are serviced better in a classroom that's, you know, 1 to 12, a teacher with 12 students, or, you know, and that's the kind of environment we're looking for, is how can we service every student that walks into our high school? It's very important for us right now and to look at the needs of each student and make individualized curriculums for those students.
As opposed to a square peg in a round hole.
Exactly. Our high school's doing a lot of things right now, working on some multi-tiered systems of support that are making some changes there, but we also know that we need some other changes. So we're helping to look at the future of our students.
Kindergarten registration begins at the end of the month in the Coldwater School District.
Yes, it does. We have 4 days scheduled at the end of the month, and right in the beginning of the next month, we've got a lot of opportunities for parents to come in with their child. Don't forget to bring your child. And we also have some interpreters that are available for those times for parents who need interpretation and translation. We give a lot of support at that time. It's a fun time for the kids. The kids come in a little nervous, but they enjoy it.
Yeah, and folks can find out the full schedule of that online at coldwaterschools.org for the kindergarten registration there. We're talking to Krista Searles from Lincoln Learning Center in Coldwater. We talked a little bit about Kids Club, and can I expand on that a little bit? Because it's expanding this summer for you guys, right?
It's expanding. We're really excited. We're going to be open this summer, and so that's new for us. But we had many, many parents ask about that. They need childcare not only during the school year, but during the summer, too. So we're expanding that. We're anyone who's interested, please call us. It's going to be exciting and fun, and kids are going to do a lot of activities outdoors, things like that. There's going to be some changes next year also. We're going to add infants and toddlers to our program. So it will be infants all the way to 12-year-olds. So it'll be a full-fledged daycare center. And we're looking forward to that. The people that run that program are wonderful. Renee Bartel and Lynn Paul are going to be the heads of that program, and they're excellent.
What's the overall theme of Kids Club for the school? What do you try to accomplish there?
You know, it's a learning environment. It's a safe, happy learning environment. It's not just childcare. It's definitely something that we're doing with extending the day for kids, starting in the morning. You know, you've been there. You've done some weather things with mm-hmm. them. Right now, they're experimenting and making different things with junk, and it's been very interesting. The kids have enjoyed that. I spent the over break, I went with my kids to the Henry Ford Museum, and my daughter actually looked at the a big bicycle that was there, and she said, "Hey, somebody made that at Kids Club." So they're really learning. They're continuing to learn. It's an educational experience.
All right. Do people need to sign up ahead of time for Kids Club? How does that work?
Yes, they do. They need to come in and see us. We have a packet for parents. We have sign up. We have all that, the licensing legalities that we have to follow. So if they can come in or call us, we can talk them through it, and a lot of the things are online for them too.
Okay. And the number at Lincoln is
279-5975.
Okay, great. Thanks for coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Busy year at Lincoln Learning Center, and maybe even busier next year. Krista Searles, principal, with us this morning on the, well, we call it elementary update, but it's much more than that at Lincoln.